Officials in Thailand say they have confirmed another death from the bird flu. The health ministry announcement says a 38-year-old woman died from the virus last week. Word of the deaths came as officials in China said they were lifting quarantines on the remaining regions that have been affected by the disease. Health officials say the danger is not over. China's Department of Agriculture spokesman Jia Luling said bird flu is no longer spreading in China's poultry population. Mr. Jia says that while the bird flu has subsided in China, warmer weather in coming months could bring new outbreaks as migratory birds return north from Southeast Asia. The World Health Organization voiced caution on Tuesday, saying that farms and agricultural experts need to remain vigilant for the possible re-emergence of the deadly virus. China reported one of the largest outbreaks of bird flu, with more than 16 provinces affected by the disease. Tens of millions of chickens have died or been culled in China and the rest of Asia to contain its spread. Animal experts suggest the outbreak of bird flu in Asia's poultry and wild bird populations over the past few months have been unprecedented in their intensity and size. Human health experts fear bird flu could adapt to spread between people and potentially cause a deadly global influenza pandemic. While the disease rarely spreads from chickens to humans, at least 33 people contracted the bird flu in Southeast Asia in recent months. Vietnam reported at least 15 deaths, while Thailand reported an eighth human death on Tuesday. Thai health experts confirm that a woman who fell ill on March 1st died of the deadliest bird flu strain, or H5N1 virus, last Friday. Despite the death, Thai authorities say the country has been free of the bird flu for several weeks and they are planning to resume chicken exports. Dr. P. Somchai, an epidemiologist for the WHO's Bangkok office, says Thai officials believe the woman probably caught the disease more than a month ago.
From the case investigation, she stayed in the place where has fighting cocks and chickens.
Several countries around the world, including Canada and the United States, have reported milder strains of the disease in poultry. A bird flu expert in Hong Kong on Tuesday warned that it is too early to safely resume chicken imports from China or places like Japan, which have reported a third wave of outbreaks in recent weeks. Catherine Maria, VOA News, Hong Kong.